I got derailed a little by this huge Bill Barr, Project Veritas, running Letitia James out of New York to prosecute Trump, his family, myself, Roger Stone. I wanted to play this already. It's like 14 minutes long, but I'm not going to play it all. It's a really good report. I'm going to repost it on X, the full thing today. In fact, in post, when we upload this to X later, when I play a few minutes of it here on the live TV and radio and internet, we'll put it all out today. This is a good boil down. And then we'll come back after break, and I'm going to get into Israel. Basically, they already said they do this, but they voted to take over Gaza and put in their own authority and turn it into oceanfront condos, just like Jared Kushner said. This is really blowing up in everybody's face. We've also got the Russia deal with the U.S. very close. They said they basically agreed. Kennedy is on fire again. Unbelievable stuff. I'll just get to next segment, actually, first. And then I'm collating, getting more data on this DOJ stuff. I mean, this is just, we're so used to being persecuted by the Democrats and the deep state that when this stuff comes out now, it's like not even a very big deal. No, it is a big deal. And this completes the conspiracy being bipartisan with the Bush crew and the Obamas and Bill Barr, his attorney general, when they're out of office, quarterbacking the attacks on Trump through New York, through the state, and then through the Southern District of New York, as I told you, because I was targeted. And now they're under criminal investigation with grand juries open on their asses with Ed Martin's task force on weaponized government. So just get ready. I mean, we are not in the same place we were. Grand juries have been impaneled. They're asking for indictments. You're going to see indictments. Watch. Just watch. Unless they set a nuke off and kill Trump. I mean, Ed Martin's already people spitting on him in the street and stuff. I mean, the globalists, you know, they could trigger their hit teams and try to kill a bunch of people to stop us. I mean, these are cornered rats. So we're in a real danger zone here. And people need to understand, we're not in the climate we were in 8 years ago or 6 years ago or 4 years ago. This is a whole new ball game. And the deep state knows Trump's going for indictments and prosecutions and convictions. So they know. So let me tell all the patriots, we're in a different ball game now, boys and girls. Remember, I was right about no indictments in the first admin. I'm telling you, they're trying to do it. And the bad guys are scared. You see them? They admit they're expecting it. This is going on because they indicted Trump and they tried to kill Trump and they did all this other lawless crap. So we've gone to war here, people. This is a big deal. So go to break, come back with an intro, liner. And then I want to play the deal on Obama. Pardon me? Couldn't hear you in the mic. 13. Thanks. And I'm going to reset here. I haven't gotten up since I got on air. Resets, code word, take a piss. And I'm going to get my brain wrapped back around this. And I'm also, I don't give my crew a lot of directions to the other hosts. You might want to cover that I'm officially on Bill Barr's hit list with Letitia James, which we already knew, but now it's all confirmed. Kind of important. We kind of have this weird instinct, like if we're under attack, we don't talk about how we're under attack. No, this is important. This is a big deal. The public needs to know about this. Even if you have no faith anyone will ever be indicted, we will convict them in the court of public opinion.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's genes. Alex's genes on Methylene Blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good genes great again.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition murdered out InfoWars shirt at thealexjonesstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic, and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition, and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them, and we're winning. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
The one thing that we must win and we have to deliver on is this deep state conspiracy, because if we don't solve this now, we don't really have a country. I can list 100 things we're doing, and if we don't do this one big thing, it could all be unwound very easily. Talk to me about the framing of that, in addition about, guess what? Obama may have given us a smoking gun, sir.
He did, yeah. He's either the first clairvoyant president in American history, because he seemed to know on December 19th, before the CIA had redone the intelligence committee assessment, what its outcome was, or more likely, he knew the fix was in. This is an interview he gives NPR, and I guess he forgot that they hadn't done the work yet. So he tells NPR he expects the CIA to conclude, reverse itself and conclude that Vladimir Putin tried to help Donald Trump. The problem is the CIA hasn't really even started the work. It just got going. And he's so embarrassed, he comes back later and tries to walk it back a little bit. Oh, things are still going on. We'll have to see where it goes.
Did the Russian hack of the Democratic National Committee and other targets actually affect the results of the election, in your view?
I have no doubt that it had some impact. Everyone now acting surprised by the CIA assessment that this was done purposely to improve Trump's chances. This was done purposely to improve Trump's chances. Every intelligence agency in the federal government arrived at a consensus that the Russians had hacked the DNC, and the information that was now being released as a consequence of a decision by Russian intelligence and Russian officials at the highest levels. So what the CIA is now assessing, which was it was done purposefully to tilt the election in the direction of a particular candidate, shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, and in fact isn't a surprise to anybody.
You had something you wanted to add.
When we're discussing the issue of the Russia hack, I think it is worth noting that when it comes to the motivations of the Russians, that there are still a whole range of assessments taking place among the agencies. And so when I receive a final report, you know, we'll be able to, I think, give us a comprehensive and best guess as to those motivations. But that does not in any way, I think, detract from the basic point that everyone during the election perceived accurately that, in fact, what the Russian hack had done was create more problems for the Clinton administration, the Clinton campaign, than it had for the Trump campaign.
I think you're stopping short of endorsing the CIA conclusion that the hack was designed to help Donald Trump as opposed to some other objective.
Well, I think the point I'm making is that right now what you've had are CIA leaks, not an official document. And I think it's important for the process of various agencies comparing notes and thinking about these assessments because it's not as if in any of these circumstances, you know, you just have a signed letter regarding Russian intentions that's floating around. These are all assessments made based on a wide range of evidence, and different agencies are still looking at all that stuff, gathering it together, and hopefully putting it into a single package. That's precisely why I've asked that report to be issued before the 20th, so that those aspects of it, at least that are not classified, can be presented in some form to the public. Those aspects of it that are classified can be presented, as we've consistently done, on a bipartisan basis to the members of Congress and the relevant committees.
It is the sort of proof that John Durham should have found in his investigation, but didn't. But for this point going forward, when you try to prove, let's just say, long 10-year conspiracy, this is a really, really significant piece of evidence. And I'll walk people back to Watergate, because you mentioned it for a second. The moment Republicans bolted on Richard Nixon, the epic event that caused them to do it, is when they got the tapes and they realized that Nixon had asked the CIA to try to stop the FBI from investigating the burglary. By the way, the CIA didn't do it, but the mere fact that a president would consider asking the CIA to do something political, it was enough for an entire party to bolt on their president. Here, Obama asked the CIA to come up with a concocted thing, and he seems to know the outcome before the work's even done. You've got the FBI pressuring the CIA to put a bogus Christopher Steele document in the intelligence assessment. And of course, you got the FBI helping Hillary Clinton carry out the whole dirty trick. It is epically, just on the standards of Watergate, it is epically worse than anything we saw in Watergate. And the Democratic Party just yawns at it in our face every day. That's why consequences matter. If we don't punish this behavior, we're going to go from the greatest constitutional republic the world has known to a perennial banana republic.
So, John, I want to go back because, you know, this whole thing of Obama's immunity because of the court decision. And, yeah, and look, that's all something for them to figure out. But it doesn't mean he can't be in this initial roundup to start looking at it.
Sure.
I want to go back to the date. Why is, I think it's 19 December. Why is 19 December? What had happened before then? Why is 19 December? Because you've got the original meeting, and then you got the meeting with Trump in early January, right? And what else they do in the Oval. Why is that 19 December his kind of either Freudian slip or bragging about it to NPR? Why is that date so important?
Well, the documents that Tulsi Gabbard declassified recently, along with the House Intelligence Community Annex that we got recently, thanks to Rick Crawford and Devin Nunes, who wrote the original report, showed that the Intelligence Community assessment was just starting. There was no work. What it means is that Barack Obama had decided that the career people are going to come to my conclusion. Doesn't matter what the intelligence shows. I've decided that I want to say that Vladimir Putin interfered in the election to help Donald Trump. And that is contrary to all the evidence that the career CIA people had. They had already briefed Congress on November 29th, and they had briefed the president back in September of 2016 that Russia wasn't trying to pick a candidate. It was just trying to cause mischief like it does in every election. In fact, the best evidence, the smoking gun evidence that the CIA career people were right, was that Vladimir Putin stopped his operations, his influence operations, in October 2016. If you were trying to help Donald Trump win the month you would lay down on Hillary Clinton and blow your submarines up with her, would be in October. Instead, Putin pulls out and lets the American people, without much more influence, go on. The CIA had it right, and Barack Obama decides to corrupt that process because he and Hillary Clinton want to be victims. We didn't lose fair and square. We didn't lose because my policies weren't appreciated. We didn't lose because Hillary Clinton didn't do enough work in Wisconsin, Michigan. We lost because big bad Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump beat us by cheating. That's the victimology that liberals love every time they lose. But in this case, rather than just create a political narrative, they're using the apparatus of the CIA and the intelligence community to create an official government product that is bogus. That is Watergate-level stuff.
John, you've been pretty good. You've had a couple of three pretty good called shots on the show about things that happened. Make us smart. What are you looking for as this, as, you know, we don't really know where this grand jury is. Yeah. We keep hearing about it. We don't really know who the prosecutor is. We keep hearing about a strike force make us smart right now. What should we? What should the Warren Posse be looking for in developments in this case?
I'd be staking out the Justice Department next week to see which U.S. attorney comes to meet with Pam Bondi, because that most likely would be the U.S. attorney that inherits the grand conspiracy case. If I had to guess, I think it's going to be Miami, and then the grand jury will be put in Fort Pierce, Florida, which is the same district where Jack Smith did his business and the raid on Mar-a-Lago and all of the things that we now know about that. That makes a lot of sense, because that's the back end of the conspiracy. Most grand juries are impaneled where the most current crimes or alleged crimes are believed to have occurred, and then you work your way back to earlier. So I'd be watching for a visit by the Miami U.S. attorney or some team from Miami or Fort Pierce coming up, and then look for some announcement. If that happens, then the grand conspiracy investigation that has already been written as a predicate by the FBI is underway. If they start doing business in Washington, it means they're fragmenting this and maybe not looking at it as a conspiracy. So I'd be watching for that. My gut tells me, based on what I'm hearing behind the scenes from reporting, that the grand conspiracy is the approach that they're taking.
You mentioned Crawford, and you mentioned the House and then the Senate. Is there going to be something happening in the House and the Senate along these lines, concurrent, their own investigation? What's going to, you're pretty well sourced there. What's going to happen on Capitol Hill?
I think, and this is just based on some early reporting I'm doing, we've got to see if this bears out, but I think we're moving to a moment much like the Church Commission was back in the 70s when we learned what the CIA and J. Edgar Hoover did to us. So maybe there's a creation of a truth commission in Congress that works simultaneous alongside of the Justice Department. They don't have to defer to each other. And if I'm the Justice Department, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a prosecutor in the Truth Commission. And the second somebody walks in and lies in that commission, I'm going to have the agents with me. I'm going to arrest that person on the scene saying, you clearly lied. We're arresting you today. And then we'll get a grand jury indictment. That would be the most powerful 1-2 punch that we could do to push back against this. Some people are talking about, that's not my idea. If that gets there, that is a powerful 1-2, because we need to educate the American people from the Pravda baloney they've gotten from CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post the last 8 months. You do that simultaneously to the criminal investigation. I think you have the most effective potential deterrent so that people aren't tempted to do what they just did the last 9 years.
You're always ahead of the curve when people talk about whistleblowers and people coming forward that have information that felt that they couldn't do it before, both on Capitol Hill and at the DOJ, FBI level. What are you hearing about whistleblowers or people that really know and have for years just felt like nobody would have their back that can come forward? How big a deal is that right now?
They're coming out of the woodwork, particularly in the intelligence community. People are going directly to Tulsi Gabbard. They feel comfortable because she treated the information seriously and she did a fully transparent release. So that first intelligence officer who's a whistleblower came forward. He was the deputy national intelligence officer for cybersecurity. And he's like, hey, there should have never been the use of the Steele dossier. When I found out the Steele dossier was used for the intelligence community, that violated all the rules. His coming forward has prompted many others to come forward. I think we'll see another release of whistleblower information sometime in August, and it'll probably make our heads spin again. That just, there's so many people in the career establishment that knew what was going on was wrong, but they were suppressed, they were intimidated, they were threatened. And when we hear their stories, you're going to see that this does look like Watergate in so many ways, just worse.
I'll continue to cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, the local radio that's syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies, but a revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. And I know my best work is ahead, and I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot, and I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature.
and I'm a sinner, and I have my struggles, but I love God, and I love justice, and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies.
And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I snuck a Bohemian Grill, the only person at that time to ever get the footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear. Only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it. All right. If you add everything going on with all the grand juries in just the last 3 days that have been opened up on the entire deep state, specifically on Letitia James, Adam Schiff, Jack Smith, I've been told the highest levels, let's leave it at that, that they are going for the indictments. I've been telling you that for about 3-4 months now. And now you're seeing the action. And I was told, no, you know, we're getting all our people in place. I mean, one task force has got 800 plus people and $1 billion up front. And the new task force is even bigger. And then people don't understand with due process, this takes time. That's why I said last week, I said, I'll give the Trump administration 6 months to start major indictments. Because if they go off half-assed, half-cocked like the Democrats do, it all fell apart. Plus, there was nothing there. You got to do this right. And the Democrats know the FBI is going out. I mean, I got thousands of data points, not just the highest levels. The inventor of mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone, just last week, he's like, yeah, the FBI called me, wanted to come over. They got this weaponization task force, how I got targeted and censored, and you know how they tried to come after me criminally and stuff or whatever. We didn't know about that. And the FBI was there getting the interviews and getting the information, and you know, we didn't need you to talk to the grand jury. That's what that was. So, I mean, that's just one more little point. There's so many. I mean, this is big. They didn't send out FBI agents ever to investigate Schiff and Letitia James and all them 5-6 years ago. They are now. This ain't a game. And the deep state knows this is going on. And that's why they're so dangerous right now. So if you just joined us, I saw the first Project Veritas report, but I just read the transcript. I didn't watch it. And then I saw the second one this morning, and I went, oh, Bill Barr, Letitia James, the New York AG, she had a bunch of grand juries open on me. And I was going to play the report. I hadn't watched it yet, and I hadn't even read the whole news article. And it was, oh, Bill Barr was trying to target Trump for indictment and wanted to use her, and he was working with Obama. And this was the secretary that worked there for years and had their emails and notes and her notes of it that's legally admissible in court big time. And then them threatening her, give the notes back, so she fled the country. And I already know it's true because I experienced it. And before this even came out, I've talked about it all, how I believe Bill Barr was heavily involved. And on J6, he was there, sneaking around the days before, hanging out with the key people. Meeting, walking up the street and talking to Ray Epps and people. We have all that. He's a field commander. And CIA, FBI, you name it. Department of Justice. And the key agents are in all the groups. It's like the Oblebus guys, FBI and CIA. And he's like, yeah, we investigated Jones for 10 years, couldn't find anything. So we went and created this whole fake lawsuit, the Sandy Hook thing. And the FBI later admitted on the stand, yeah, we created it. Their head, FBI counsel in Connecticut. So I have so many pieces. It would take hours to go over it all. But I knew Barr was all part of it with Obama and the Bushes. I mean, look, it was an off-record meeting. But I got approached by someone very close to Bush right before the Sandy Hook lawsuit started. And they said the president, the former president, would like to maybe meet you and have dinner in Dallas, maybe at his home. And I looked up who it was, this famous person with him, and I'm going to leave it at that. And they said, and I said, no. And they said, well, will you at least go out to dinner with us and talk about making a film or something? Filmmakers. Bush's main filmmaker. Anyways, point is, and his biographer people. And that's what they send. And we go out to Perry Steakhouse, have dinner. And they were beating around the bush about it. And they were like, you know, you're going to get destroyed in all this unless you can come. You know, they want to work with you. They really like you. Bush loves you. He used to watch you on Access TV. He was a governor. He saw about that time he got you arrested. Pull that up if you want. Governor W. Bush gets Alex Jones arrested for asking about the Federal Reserve at a press conference. That's how weird they were back then. He was already announced for president. He saw about that. You know what I'm saying? I said, no. And then about a month later, they came to the office. They said, can we meet with you? And I said, yeah, what do you want? They said, listen, this is going to be really bad. And no matter what you do, you will lose even at the Texas Supreme Court. They control it. So they were out in the open. This is when the suits are starting or about to start. And I said, fine, man. I don't care. Bye. Go. So I mean, that's just one more. I never even told you about that. I mean, there's so much of this. So it's the Bushes and Barr. They're above Obama. It's the CIA. And now that Trump's going to learn that his former attorney general, former CIA as well, literally has been quarterbacking it all, probably Butler. I mean, this is, ooh, boy, Trump is going to be on the whoop path. And we got to get this story out to the public and everybody else instead of going, there'll never be indictments. I'm not going to talk about any corruption till they indict people. Instead of we're going to push this all out and we're going to bare minimum convict them in the public, but we're going to get indictments. And I want my shoes shined when it happens. I want my ass kissed. I want people to chew on my toenails. That's a joke. Come on into that. It's a joke. You got to clean my toilets. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying. It feels so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended, and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So start going to take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago. And I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened and did it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect and then now a few weeks later the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. And it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theallshows.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it, I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
See, that no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. It's while I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think it just the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, oh, it made my vision better. And Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling it as a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Because when something massive like this hits me, and then there's so much data and so much stuff, I have to sit back or I'll make mistakes until I've been able to permeate and get things straight and not mix it all together. Letitia James is the AG in New York who worked with Bill Barr, we know, and I have that intel. And I've gotten that from sources. And they were trying to indict Trump and myself and others in a hit list. And I know it was on her hit list because I had to go before all these grand juries that she triggered in the Southern District of New York. Then you got Fannie Willis down in Georgia working with Bill Barr, and Armstrong Williams, according to their secretary, was Sinclair Broadcasting, which we know gets used as a cutout of the CIA, and I'll leave it at that. Me and Rob were talking during the break as I was researching this to get everything straight. And I go, remember the time the Sinclair broadcaster comes into Trump Hotel with a hot blonde, and we're all sitting there, and after about an hour where she's hitting on me, I go, who is she here for? And the well-known talk show host goes, well, she's for you. And I went, no thanks. And then they send in two, we can tell her like CIA operative women later. I've told that story at the bar later, and he was gone by then. And then they openly want to go up the room with me. And I'm like, oh, like I'm Julian Assange, where they had two CIA operatives. And then they said he raped one of them because the condom broke, but he had sex with both of them. And then that's how that all happened. And it's just like, I my brain swims at this point because Letitia James is under criminal investigation and grand jury. That's all broke. I know it's going to be announced soon about Fannie Willis, and they're both, you know, fat, ugly women, spiritually ugly and physically ugly. And so, not because they're black, since they're ugly people. You know. And so I'm conflating it all, but it doesn't matter. It's Bill Barr, the former high-level CIA Iran-Contra, with Fannie Willis of Georgia, but I also know he was working with Letitia James. That's how I combine the two. Project Veritas gets the secretary for Armstrong Williams and Sinclair and Barr. Perfect how Armstrong Williams, the black conservative talk show host, around forever. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere, and he's with Bill Barr. And they're in these meetings, and she's writing down their meetings. She's the secretary to create notes for them of the meeting about the hit list. And then she gets the emails and all that. Then they tell her to destroy all that later, and she keeps it and then flees the country. And then you've got Jack Smith with a grand jury open for all his weaponization of the Mar-a-Lago raid. And you've got the seditious conspiracy task force and all the subpoenas going out to the AGs and the Democrats and Comey, Brennan, Clapper. And then you've got the Republicans, Congress subpoenaing Barr, Mueller, Eric Holder, Comey, the father, the daughter, all the rest of them, all the way back to Alberto Gonzalez when this whole Epstein thing started 20 years ago. So this is just wild. Absolutely amazing. And it's just next level. And the reason my brain conflated it for a little while is it was all hitting me, and I was thinking about what it's going to mean with all the other CIA, FBI evidence we had that they ran it, that came out in court, and undercover documents and videos, and all the other stuff we haven't released yet. And I was talking right before they flashed it all on screen about Letitia James, the AG of New York, not the prosecutor in Atlanta, Fannie Willis, ran that whole charade. All run by the same people. They would all go to the White House. They would all meet together. And they tried to cover that up. Dozens of meetings with you know, Biden coordinating it. This is racketeering. I'm on air saying I believe Bill Barr, from the evidence we have, what I've been told, was involved quarterbacking it in New York. And they flash it up as it's breaking. And I'm like, oh, look, that. No, that's Fannie Willis, because it's all the same thing. He ran Iran-Contra for the CIA as a very young man. That's come out. Then he becomes the attorney general twice. I think he's the only guy in U.S. history to be the AG twice. Maybe one other guy was. Guys, look it up. Is Bill Barr the only person to ever be the attorney general twice? So this is beyond incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, this is breaking today. A two-part series by Project Veritas, still does some good work, getting the emails, text messages, and private notes sent back and forth of Bill Barr, former CIA and then former Attorney General twice, with Armstrong Williams, the secretary, and Bill Barr, and Barr using Fannie Willis and Armstrong Williams as the managers, and the secretaries creating all these notes and has the emails and text messages. Then they tell her, you better give us this in 2023. She's got notes going back 2022. And then she has to leave the country over this. And here's the news. It's Bill Barr meeting with Fannie Willis, the prosecutor, famously corrupt, with Armstrong Williams about what to indict Trump for. Racketeering, which they did. And he's using him as his front, and as Williams is the manager. Wonder if he was hitting it. But the other prosecutor guy they had in there. And then there's a hit list of General Flynn, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, Kelly Wards, Nick Fuentes, Noble One, Representative Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Jeff Clark, U.S. Congress, I think that's what it means, Dr. John Eastman, and Kimberly Guilfoyle. And I don't want to get these names wrong from the handwritten notes of the secretary, but then there's also emails we'll get to. Can you guys blow this up and make this crisper? Because I don't want to get this wrong, reading the girl's handwriting. That Lang, Chimery. You know what? One of you guys is better at reading girls' handwriting. This is that modern way girls write. Liz Cheney. Oh, this is who's on their team. Oh, okay, yeah. So this is all the coordination. Oh, with J6. So it's Bill Barr. God, this just gets worse. It's Bill Barr quarterbacking, I guess, J6 stuff with their fake commission. Yeah, that's what that is. Adam Kinzinger. Yep, there it is. And then they get into a hit list to target people to Trump and efforts. To go after him. Wow. And you got the hit list here. I'm kind of upset that I'm down here at the bottom. Alex Jones. Kelly Ward. Look, Nick Fuentes, he's going to be really upset. He's the last name. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, he's going to be upset because, you know. I'm upset. I could be at the top. So, yeah, Flynn's at the top. And Bannon's right there. Well, I'm very jealous right now. I'm extremely envious of this. Well, we got to work harder here. We're not at the top of the list. This is actually depressing. Wow. I'm actually really upset right now. Or they were talking about they really don't like it. Yeah, no, Flynn knows how to take him down. And I told you, folks, Bannon's super ultra smart. I mean, I watch him. I'm like, wow, that guy knows probably more than I do about a lot of issues. I know more about other stuff than him in some areas. It's not a competition. It's a resource for us all. But, I mean, when I tell you, Flynn knows way more about intelligence and how stuff works in there. Total general knowledge, it's Bannon and myself. And don't get me wrong, Flynn's got general knowledge about everything else, too. This is unbelievable. And again, we have the FBI, the CIA on record, in court, and in undercover tapes. And now admitting that I was targeted by the deep state by Obama starting 2013, National Security Investigation. They ran the fake Sandy Hook lawsuits. They created them all. They raised hundreds of millions of dollars off my name. They brought Bloomberg in to try to take the company over. And they go into these law firms and these U.S. trustees from the Justice Department. And they just, you've seen them on TV. They go, well, we're allowed to just take stuff from Jones. He's Alex Jones. Even Stephanopoulos goes, yeah, but this wasn't a real auction. You'd even let his people try to come buy it. They go, yeah, we don't want him on air. He's Alex Jones. And Stephanopoulos even goes, that doesn't sound too good. You're not really supposed to say that on live TV, on national morning TV. You want to see the clip? It's not that Stephanopoulos, you know, former top advisor to Obama. It's not that he doesn't like it. He's like, what are you doing on TV? Shut up. There's laughing. We can do whatever we want to this guy. You ought to see what we're doing to his parents and his family. Well, we say he stalked us. That's the best part. We only raised 300 something million by lying about him and saying he's bullying people's families with dead kids. We only, even in the fake trial, the judge let a few questions happen. So, anybody, did Alex Jones ever say any of your names? No. Any of his crew? No. Anybody ever pee on a grave? Well, somebody told me. Who are they? I don't know. Anybody ever come to your house? Well, somebody told me they did. Well, who was that? I don't remember. Hundreds of millions, 74 million Remington, just bruh, hundreds of millions, charities, right in power, money, Same law firm representing the FBI leadership that won't give the J6 information to the president about who planned it before, during, and after. So now they just fired him. And the main lawyer that persecuted me, Chris Matty, is the head lawyer for the FBI agents of J6. A nice little nest with a pretty little bow on top of it. And Ed Martin, who's got the grand juries open and the criminal investigations, a Schiff and Letitia James and all the rest of them. Well, he's looking at you. And this just took the chances you guys having the FBI slap handcuffs on you in the future from about a 50% to about a 75%. And they don't care. They're still trying to shut this operation down. And when they shut InfoWars down, that takes you to about a 90%. I mean, I'm telling you. And it's not that I'm saying that so they don't do it. They can't stop their minions. It's literally, can you imagine, everybody thinks we've won because all the corruption came out, the fake auctions, the fake shutdowns, you know, coming in saying with armed, you know, security, you're out of the building. The trustee from the DOJ says, and I'm like, where's your court order? And then I don't leave. And then they agree that it's wrong. And then, I mean, this has been illegal, crazy town stuff they've done. And it's gone on and on. And that shows how arrogant they are. And then when they finally shut this place down, which they're very close to doing, they have a hearing next Wednesday to send the sheriff's department in here and close it, like, soon. Did they have any idea that that takes this from, well, it's not even on the back burner. It takes it, you know, you'll have like one big back burner and one little back burner and then one big front burner and one, you know, little front burner. This is taking it from the little front burner to the big front burner. And look, I've told the DOJ, I'm like, really, you want me to come up and meet with you? Okay, really, you want all this? Well, I kind of think you need to take down the big guys and, you know, not worry about me, because literally because if you get them, I'm okay anyways. I go, that's my, they go, no, they've covered up at the top, except they messed up at the low-level people, and they got real sloppy. So say, give us everything else you got, because we already got a bunch. Can you imagine what they got if Project Veritas had stuff like this? Smoking gun stuff? So listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, and listen good. Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr, the emails, the text messages, and the handwritten notes of the meetings with Fannie Willis, the Georgia prosecutor in that whole show trial, and she's in big trouble and got caught and everything, running the racketeering plan to indict Trump for RICO, which they did, and the mugshot and all that genius stuff. That's Georgia. That was the first big one, remember? And it was Barr down there getting that first domino to fall. And now we know he was behind it, smoking gun, running the prosecution with the notes, the emails, the text, all of it. And then I've known he was involved from the evidence in New York and have said that years ago. So it's all one big, gigantic, stinking pile of evil. And it's all unraveling, and the House of Cards is coming down right now. This is spectacular. And if Pam Bondi wasn't putting Ed Martin in on these positions, I'd say that was a slow roll or a fake. No, this is all real. You don't do that if you're not going for the juggler. And, folks, I don't want to get into sources, okay? I've talked directly to these people, okay? And I'm going to be going to D.C. again very soon. You notice I've been out of town some and some things. I'll just stop right there. I don't like to let the bad guys know when I'm going to be in D.C. You want to see people when I'm going in those federal buildings. To look. You can tell the good. Most people are like, hey, Alex. Ah. People are like, oh, God. It'll be an elevator. Like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Imperial troops have entered the base from their perspective, except you're not the rebels. We are. It's more like Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi are on the Death Star, buddy. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start going to these clips. And again, this is their secretary. It's all the details, names, all on the screen. This is all on records. She worked for him. Bill Barr wanted to bring RICO charges against Trump in Virginia, in Georgia, and they did. Bill Barr was Armstrong Williams' fixer. Bill Barr worked with Fannie Willis on RICO case against Trump. Barr made target list of Trump associates, Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, Roger Stone, Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and more. All had to do with J6 too. Barr had prior knowledge of Trump Mar-a-Lago raid. Notes from Bill Barr meetings targeting Trump. B-roll of the threatening messages, returned phones, and notes. So that's even more racketeering, wanting to cover it up. Just start rolling it. Here we are.
I have notes of every single meeting. One meeting can be about visa for someone, or another meeting can be about January 6th, or RICO case. In February 27th of 2023, here's my notes, they launched this meeting about RICO case. I do not know if they have meetings before about that. That was the first time that I heard and I learned about that. So they bring that case against Trump, and I remember the biggest conversation they had at that point. It is like, what kind of charges that we can bring against Trump? And they discuss like a few charges under American law, and that's when Bill Barr, and I will never forget that, Bill Barr was like, we should bring RICO because it's a very difficult type of charge to defend. Armstrong has this powerful friends. He's friends with like Bill Barr. He's friends with Ben Carson. He's friend with the mayor of D.C. And he has like all this list of powerful people and people like with a lot of money. I know they do some business together. All the time Armstrong needs something, he calls Bill Barr. Like can be, for example, approve a visa for someone, he calls Bill Barr. Or for example, do some kind of lobbying with, for example, Turkish Airlines. He calls Bill Barr. Bill Barr is like the person that we call to resolve any kind of problems or situations. Bill Barr was like very focused and bring the RICO case because he explained to Fannie Willis, the RICO charge is one of the most hard to defend in court because under the American law, the RICO charge can be anything. Like, it's not very specific. So people who is charged with RICO case, they have a very hard time to defend themselves. We had this meeting with Fannie Willis. At that point, I didn't have idea about her, what she worked with. I just don't know her. And she presented herself as, like, someone who's close to Armstrong, someone who's attorney. And all the time, I was like, okay, it's just, like, one more meeting that we had. And then in these meetings, that's when I started to take notes and like try to keep everything that to prove that what's going on. One thing that I understood very well is like Bill Barr and Armstrong and all the politicians too, they're very focused like in how they go to stop Trump. And one thing that I heard a lot is like how they go to prevent America to have Trump again. So in my views of politics, what I think it is, they probably realized very soon that if Trump runs again, he probably will win the election as he did. So in that point, they just want to like prevent that. That was like one of the first meetings that I had about this plan they had to go after everyone who works or support Trump. And that was back in September 13 of 2021. So in this meeting was me, Armstrong, Shermichael, and Bill Barr by phone. And they spoke about January 6th committee. They authorized the committee to investigate the events about January 6th.
All right, let's stay right here. Remember, like, years ago, I said Barr was involved in all this. Okay, so we're going to come back. I'm going to play the rest of this. And I got all the other news I didn't hit. It's massive on Israel and Gaza, on the peace deal. With Ukraine, it looks like a very good shot at right now. The Russians say they're accepting the deal. This is massive. Huge developments. This virus are hyping up in China, new lockdowns. You see what we're up against. And look, I'm fighting for our own future together. I'm not like, I'm a hero, I'm protecting you. No, we're all under attack, but I am fighting these people hard. I need your support. If people won't stand up and support people that are fighting for our collective futures, you're crazy. I mean, all we do is deliver victory. And I'm not bitching at you, but 1% or less of people buy stuff at theauctionstore.com, and it keeps us on air. I need more funds. I'm in major legal battles. We're filing a bunch of stuff. Maybe today. Okay, we already filed a bunch of stuff. You don't hear about the news because we're winning, where we lay out a whole bunch of bombshell stuff you're going to all hear about all over the weekend and next week. Okay, but I need support. So we've extended the sale, buy one, get one free, at theauctionstore.com, Methylene Blue, the Shilogy, the Irish CMOS, buy one t-shirt, get one free, buy a ball cap, we got the best designs, get one free. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. I'm firing the bat signal. I appreciate all you that did support. Those of you that want to get great products, ever got them, get them right now. We were going to have to end the sale soon. Definitely by this weekend. I've been so busy, I haven't come up with a new one. TheAlexShowStore.com, amazing.
Just got in my Methylene Blue Ultra. Methylene Blue USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see. Yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving you all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue USB grade from the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll need to probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your Methylene Blue today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.